Now, a HICWA inspection of a nursing home in Connemara has found failures to comply with required staffing levels and standards governing health and social care, medication and complaints management. The statutory watchdog told the owners of Irish Cush Farraga in Onspidale, or Spiddle in County Galway, the Aidan and Henrietta McGrath Partnership, that the centre's governance and management required an immediate and sustained improvement to ensure that the safety and well-being of its 41 residents. Joe Little has been covering this. He's with us in studio. Joe, this was an unannounced inspection by HICWA and was a follow-up to an inspection during the summer.
Yeah, well, in fact, it's a series of inspections. The one in the summer, which is the first one that's published today, was in fact, it took place 6 weeks after a previous one. And it followed tip-offs to HICWA from unsolicited tip-offs. And it found that there were 41 residents, that they were mostly either maximum, high or medium dependency. There were only four of them who were low dependency. It spoke with some of them, with relatives, with staff, and the inspectors found that suitable arrangements weren't in place to cover the absence of the person in charge, who was on leave at the time of the inspection, that sufficient staff with appropriate skill mixes were not consistently rostered on duty to ensure that the assessed needs of residents were met in line with their choices, and HICWA wasn't satisfied that all residents' health and social care needs were met. And the HICWA report went into other aspects, but those were the major ones. It found major non-compliance in the area of staffing and in the area of the provision of for health and social care.
I know
care
you've
needs.
just got this document a few hours ago. Let me point you in a particular direction. Outcome 9, medication management, a very important thing. The provider and person in charge had not taken measures to ensure that residents were protected by safe medication management policies and practices. Medication was not managed and administered safely, and the inspectors identified some medication administration practices which were unsafe. And that's obviously a major one, the judgment on that issue, non-compliant and a major failing, if you like, of the people running the home.
Okay, so those findings, which I understand all of them, even the ones included there, were made at the end of June. A follow-up inspection last month of the same facility prompted HICWA to express deep concern to the Aidan and Henrietta McGrath Partnership, which owns the facility, that they had not completed remedial actions the authority had specified within the agreed timeframes, and that previously agreed improvements which had been commenced hadn't been sustained. Now, for instance, it talks in the area of nutrition of a major non-compliance. It says that that people were on some occasions not appropriately seated at mealtimes, which placed them at risk. The speech and language therapist had recommended a soft textured diet for these people and no bread. And these residents were given sandwiches for their evening meal, obviously in breach of the recommendation from the speech and language therapist. We also had positive comments about the state of the kitchen and so on, but and staff were seen to be assisting residents in a respectful manner. But there were problems in relation to the rights and dignity of some of the residents. For instance, the privacy of residents in some double shared bedrooms wasn't adequately protected. Rooms couldn't be the screens in rooms couldn't be fully extended around beds to provide maximum privacy to residents as required, and the provider of the service had indicated as far back as December last year that this work was in progress and there was a plan for its completion, but as of September the work hadn't been completed as planned. The inspectors found problems with attention, the attention paid to residents who had dementia and cognitive impairments. Some of these residents were seen to sit in their chairs for very long periods with little or no interaction with staff. So these are the kinds of current concerns, clearly, that HICWA has and which were published in respect of their follow-up inspection in September.
So what happens now, Joe?
Well, we are awaiting a response from the partnership which runs the residence. It's unclear what they're going to do in response to this. HICWA has required them to undertake an action plan. It hasn't pressed the nuclear button in terms of deregistering the home. So clearly it wants them to step up to the plate and implement the action plans.
And what sort of timeline is on that action plan, do you know?
We're not clear on that, but given what we've seen so far, there have been more or less 6 weekly inspections. So by Christmas, I would have thought they're going to be required to have a lot of these things in shipshape.
Joe Little, thanks for that.